Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
This is our happy hour brought to you by the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, where the kids are going to have a lot of time off from school between now and the end of the year. I just looked at my kid's school calendar, and I can tell you that that is a fact. So make your reservation by going to GrandHotelCapeMay.com. They'll love the indoor heated saltwater pool, and so will you. And we'll be back there December 19th for our Christmas spectacular show, GrandHotelCapeMay.com. Bill DiAgostino, Media Research Center. He's on X at @band_Bill, and he joins us now. Bill, I know you were tuning in to the final moments of MSNBC before they became MS Now. I know you were there. I was there. I mean, not really, but...
Yeah, I was watching. I saw Stephanie Ruhle get all teary-eyed, and then literally nothing happened, and they're all still idiots. So it's... I mean, this whole thing is... I think being widely misunderstood by a lot of people is like an attempt to remake themselves. I think it's basically just them siloing off the idiots away from the NBC brand, because you'd occasionally hear questions from people who like aren't TV news junkies, because what a depressing thing to be if nobody pays you to be one. Yeah. People would say things like, okay, so is MSNBC just the full name of NBC, or, you know, things like that, right? And so I think that this was just to spare NBC any further embarrassment every time Joe Scarborough says something completely stupid.
Because the origins of that network originally back in the day when it first started, it was Microsoft NBC. And then yeah. Microsoft got the hell out of it. And then it was still NBC. And they would pretend like they weren't really part of it, but you couldn't deny the fact that it was still MSNBC. So I think you're right about that. We actually have Stephanie Ruhle with her final moments of MSNBC from the other night. This is cut 16. Let's take a listen.
This show is the very last broadcast for MSNBC.
Oh my!
From 30 Rock, because tomorrow, in just a few minutes, MSNBC becomes MS Now, and I can tell you this: I cannot wait. You, the audience, who I've gotten to know and love and appreciate, I cannot wait to take you with me into our new future. I'm excited about what is to come, and I cannot wait to see you at the end of Monday. So thanks for staying up late with me. I wish you a very good night from all of us here at MSNBC. Woo! This is our last time. Mwah. I'll see you soon on MS Now.
Chills, Bill DiAgostino. I'm not crying. You're crying.
So artistic, man. I mean, no, it's ridiculous, right? Because she's acting like it's the end of an era or something. It's literally just they're changing the last two letters of the network, right? It's just a BC becomes an OW, and that's it. Like, what else, for the average viewer, what else changes about the experience, right? It's the same lineup of, it's not like they fired all the producers, right? The whole thing is ridiculous. It's so tone deaf. Also, holy parasocial, talking about how she's come to know and love her audience. You definitely don't either of those things. And if she were like a Twitch live streamer or something, she'd probably eat those words, because those are the people that their weird audience members actually go after in person. Fortunately, she's just a TV talking head, so probably nothing bad will come of that. But yeah, risky phrasing there.
Well, you know, they did wait a whole, as you point out, 4.5 hours before they compared the Trump administration to Nazis. I do think things have changed, clearly, Bill. I mean, the old MSNBC would have waited like 4.5 hours. Here they waited 4.5 hours. So I'm just saying, it's a big difference.
I mean, I was kind of expecting them to just open with that, right? Like when the logo flashes across the screen for the first time and it shows like Trump and Hitler mustache. I feel like that would be like the most, whatever the opposite of false advertising is, that would be like the most accurate way of actually portraying their product to their viewers, right? So I'm shocked that it took them as long as it did, but yeah, of course, right? Of course this happened.
Well, we have that. Here's cut 22.
Because it's this, ICE is lawless. ICE is lawless, and there does not seem to be any way of, as it were, policing ICE's behavior. And that brings me to another point, which is that local police are really important here. And we learn about this from history as well. My grandmother talks about how on Kristallnacht in Germany, a local policeman helped a Jewish citizen escape from the SA. The local police are there to protect the local residents. If somebody's doing something illegal to a local resident, whoever it is, the local police, it's their responsibility to intervene.
There we go. 4.5 hours. So we got our first Nazi comparison to the Trump administration, Bill DiAgostino.
Yeah, and seemingly petitioning local governments to aid and abet illegal aliens in escaping from ICE, which he describes ICE's enforcement as illegal behavior, because of course he does, because apparently nobody's accountable, because it's MS Now, right? It's not real television. I don't know how they conceive of themselves as like uniquely immune to any kind of defamation suit or whatever, but with all those flying around these days, I'd be a little bit more cautious. But yeah, obviously ICE's behavior is not illegal, right? Deporting people is not illegal. It's actually enforcing the law.
Right.
But this is the same guy.
And people who've broken the law, and when law enforcement is dealing with people who've broken the law, they're enforcing the law. That's not right. The same thing as what happened on Kristallnacht, despite him trying to make that comparison. It's a shameful, hideous comparison. It's also just so freaking tiring and boring. Like, can't you come up with something new at this point? Can't they search themselves for another analogy?
Well, he is like the guy. I'm forgetting his name, but he is like, his job is basically going on TV and comparing Republicans or the Trump administration to fascists. And his favorite example is Nazi Germany.
Right.
But this is like, he is the quote unquote fascism expert on MSNBC. So this is basically his job, is doing exactly what you saw in that clip. We put together a compilation a while ago, right after the shooting at that ICE facility, of everybody on MSNBC that we could find, like comparing ICE to the Gestapo or to the SS or whatever else. And we had to shave out so many clips of him doing it, because otherwise it would have just been a video about him.
Well, in his defense, we are coming to Christmas bonus time, so he wants to make sure he gets a lot of those references in before the year-end review. So you can understand the pressure he's under, Bill, you know?
That's right. Yeah. No, he's working overtime. He's burning the midnight oil.
Yeah.
Boss to him.
I mean, year-end reviews are tough on all of us. Kirsten Welker on MS Now, sister station, NBC News, because we don't want to forget the fact that they're still part of that.
You know what? I'm going to use that. The next time I write something about NBC, I'll say MS Now, sister station, NBC. That's good.
Because they didn't, I mean, it's still, it's the same thing. It's just a different name. It's, you know, it's like the person who, I mean, why not? So tell us about this one where she's talking to Senator John Barrasso.
Yeah, she's just doing what all of the corporate media, broadcast media are doing right now, which is trying to turn the whole Epstein thing into a, they won't say exactly what, but just something amorphous and bad for Trump, right? None of them want to go the full way and say, like, oh, well, Trump's in the Epstein files. And he was clearly, like, you know, doing the worst things that people were involved in the Epstein files, right? They're not gonna go that full distance because they're scared of, you know, defaming him, for example. But she desperately just wants to keep this story alive for as long as possible because she knows that it looks bad for Trump. And Barrasso, I think that his answer here is probably, like, basically all you need when a lefty starts talking about Epstein vis-a-vis Trump. This is basically all you need to say ever, and then say, let's move on. This is a dead topic now.
Well, let's take a listen. Cut 21, please.
I fully believe that had there been something here that the Biden administration could have used to go after President Trump the last 4 years, they'd have gone after him with double barrels. But this is an administration, the Biden administration, which abused justice. They have gone after 8 United States senators, spied on them, went after their phone records, targeted them. What? So they have abused the laws of the land, and I think they would have gone after President Trump if there was anything there. To me, this Epstein matter, as well as the shutdown, they're trying to get out of the pain they've caused the country, the shutdown, and that's why the Democrats want to use this, and they want to make President Trump a lame duck president.
Now, Bill, you don't think they would have just stopped at the Mar-a-Lago was worth a two-for-one Chili's dinner gift certificate? You think they would have kept going?
I don't know. It's hard to say. I mean, yeah, the Mar-a-Lago raid was certainly a pretty good encapsulation of how far they were willing to go as far as breaking norms. I mean, can you imagine?
And saying that it was worth $28 million, and then we're going to criminally charge him because in their mind it was only worth $28 million, which, by the way, most Jersey Shore beachfront homes, you can't buy for $28 million these days, just, you know, for the record.
I mean, during the Biden administration, you couldn't even buy eggs for $28 million. So at least that's improved. But, yeah, I mean, like, Merrick Garland himself signed off on the Mar-a-Lago raid, right? And that was norm-shattering. Can you imagine if they had, like, Bill Clinton-level dirt on Trump in the Epstein files, and they sit on it, right, as they're desperately replacing Biden with Kamala and just hoping that everybody won't notice that she is the most unlikable candidate in history? They would have sat on that, really? I mean,
yeah.
It basically should end the conversation there, right? It piques people's interest when you say, oh, Trump is in the Epstein files. It's like, okay, well, what's in there? And what we saw in the last bit that was released was Epstein criticizing Trump, right? What did he say about him? I forget what it was exactly. He called him like a reprehensible individual or something like that. And did you see this on X? The Democrats actually tweeted that out and said, well, Jeffrey Epstein was a monster, but he was a good judge of character.
God.
They ended up deleting that. But that was phenomenal. That's probably the best messaging I've seen from any political party ever. And I strongly encourage them to continue.
I just hope there is a screenshot. I'm sure you have a screenshot of that.
Sure I have that on my hard drive. I should have sent that to you, actually. I'll dig that up after we're done here, and I'll send it to you.
I can understand them not bringing up something about Trump and Epstein in 2016, considering that he was running against Hillary Clinton, whose husband, Bill Clinton, is definitely an associate of Jeffrey Epstein's. So I understand. And with the polls showing she had a 99% chance of winning, I can understand them holding it then. But then not in 2020, and certainly not in the 4 years that they ran the Department of Justice and were trying to get Trump doing everything, even, like, you know, not paying for a coffee at a rest stop in in Georgia. So it just boggles the mind that they wouldn't have gone there if they could have gone there.
Right. Right. Or the case that you were talking about, right, where they're like, oh, yeah, we brought in somebody who doesn't know anything about the value of property. And he says your front yard is worth like a nickel. So now it turns out that you lied on your taxes. And it's like, really, that's the standard for crime now? OK. I mean, when you have CNN legal analysts looking at the case that they're bringing against Trump and going, this is pretty thin. I don't think this is a good idea. Then you know you're going too far, right? But those are the cases that they're bringing, but for some reason not Epstein. Like, again, what Barrasso says there is basically all you need if anybody ever wants to convince you that Trump had anything to do with Epstein. And I like how he also then ties in the whole Arctic Frost scandal that the media are hellbent on not talking about.
Right.
And that's when Welker starts just needling him, right? Trying to jump in again. And she's like, oh, Senator, actually, wait, hold on, please. Because she doesn't want him talking about that on her show.
Yeah. Yeah. We don't want to talk about the fact that the executive branch was spying on the legislative branch, multiple right. United States senators and members of the House. And we can't figure out why, since none of them would have been breaking the law if they had even voted to reject the Electoral College results at the time, but and didn't. Bill DiAgostino is with us from the Media Research Center. So let's turn our attention now to CNN, since we've given MS Now all the attention it deserves and their sister company, NBC, or sister station, NBC. CNN struggling to explain illegal immigration. This is a shock, huh?
Yeah, it's wild that we're going to see in this clip anybody on CNN actually admit that coming across the border illegally is breaking the law. That is itself remarkable. But this clip's a little frustrating because they're sort of reinventing history. The genesis of this is there's now, like, they finally found a way to do a push-pull that makes it look like people don't want mass deportations, even though every time they pull mass deportations, it pulls, like, phenomenally well, like, above 55%. It was, forget who, I think it was YouGov who put this out a couple of days ago. It was a poll showing that the majority of people say that ICE is being too forceful with their tactics, that they don't like ICE's tactics. And then people are, of course, spinning that into, oh, OK, so Americans don't want mass deportations anymore. When, of course, the reason they didn't pull that is because they keep trying and realizing that they're just wasting their money getting an answer that they don't want. Then they [S2] Right. [S1] Have to report these unfortunate results that, yeah, Americans still like mass deportations. So that's the origin of this discussion that we're going to see.
All right. Cut 23.
To Jackie's point, it's not going to slow down. No. Stephen Miller, Kristi Noem, they are calling on ICE to be even more aggressive. They want to get more deportations. They want to see these numbers go even higher. So they're only going to increase these tactics. There's no sign that they're backing down.
What the president had said is we're going to get the criminals out of the country. And what the people who work for him have said is we don't care if they have actually committed crimes here. They see the crime, which it technically is, of being in the U.S. without being a citizen illegally.
And I think
not just without being a citizen.
When I think what we've heard from voters is they really did believe the president when he said that the criminals were the ones that were being targeted, not their next door neighbor who had been in the country for 20 years, et cetera, et cetera. But that's what's happening. And I think you saw in some of these off-year elections, you saw the beginning of this repercussion. And I think there's a lot of reasons for Republicans to be concerned, as both of you have pointed out, going into these midterms.
Yeah. And remember what they said at the beginning of this administration? People were all asking them, the administration, who are they going to deport first? How are you going to carry out the largest deportation effort in American history? And they kept saying, the violent criminals will get out first. That's what we're going to do.
So, Bill, other reason why maybe people feel this way is because the only clips the media ever shows are when ICE is engaged in a high profile operation. Like, they never really show anything but that. It's kind of the same thing of how they didn't show anybody ever crossing the border illegally. And then Fox Right. News started showing that. And then people went, holy cow, this is a real thing. So they're trying the opposite tactic now. They only show the clips where ICE is actually engaged in takedowns of violent gang members like MS-13, and not to be confused with MS Now, by the way, although there's probably a lot more in common than we realize. But nevertheless, Bill, that may be part of what we're seeing here.
Yeah, yeah. I can neither confirm nor deny how much crossover there is with MS-13 and MS-NOW. But I suspect there's some, but who knows, right? I'm just asking questions. Yeah, I mean, Bill Malusion almost single-handedly, like, blew the lid off of how bad border yep. crossings were in the Biden administration. Phenomenal reporter for Fox. But yeah, no, that is exactly what they're doing. They're cherry-picking. They're only showing the case where, for example, somebody locks themselves in a car and then ICE shatters the window to pull the person out of the car. And the video just starts with ICE walking up to a car and breaking the window. Right. It doesn't have like the 5 minutes before where they're yelling commands like, please get out of the car, please get out of the car, please get out of the car. And that's always how they do it. I remember back during the first Trump administration. This is not a joke, by the way. I could find this clip. I'm sure I have it saved on a hard drive somewhere. They actually started 1 hour of CNN with just a black screen and audio of children crying as their parents were being separated from them at the border. It was like the most deliberately emotionally manipulative thing I've ever heard in my entire life. Literally just audio of children crying. This is how they will always do this. It is ridiculous, though, that they're trying to rewrite history as far as voters didn't know Trump wasn't only going to go after that. He wasn't only going to target violent criminals. Right. When you look at the RNC and they were handing out all these signs that said mass deportations now, these same people that are freaking out about this on this panel were freaking out about those signs and saying, how can all of these Americans want everybody deported? That's so awful. Wow. Republicans are terrible. So no, Trump supporters knew exactly what they were voting for, and they're getting what they're voting for, and CNN's just not happy about it.
You know what I found, and I didn't know this. Did you know, Bill, that when they send people to prison, they separate them from their children? I didn't know that. I thought the kids went with the parents to jail. I had no idea.
I know. This is the pitfall of like inventing these new stupid standards of what counts as humane or what's acceptable, right? Is you'll find something else very quickly that already existed in modern life that basically meets that same standard. And it's like, okay, so if we can't separate families, what do they call them? Mixed immigration status households or whatever. If we can't deport people from mixed immigration households, then what, we can't send felons to prison anymore?
I guess.
That is basically the argument that they're making. Yes. Although maybe don't threaten them with a good time, because I think the Democrats probably would love to prevent jailing felons if they have kids.
It's just the I have kids excuse. And that's why I, for one, since I have three, feel like I can break multiple laws, because you get it's one law broken per child. I have to double check my math on that. But I think it's like, well, you robbed the bank, but you have kids. Well, like, don't do it again. Well, I have three kids. So, OK, well, then don't do it three times. You know, it's like that. I'm pretty sure.
I think the first kid gets you a gross misdemeanor. The second kid, you can do a felony. I think that's how it works. I'd have to check my notes on that.
And hey, kids, we're going to sleepaway camp. We're at Leavenworth. Daddy's got a sentence, and you're all coming with me because we don't separate families in this country. It's cruel and it's inhumane. So pack your stuff.
Forget school. Forget school, kids. it's insane, and it shows that so much of what the talking points are against any specific policy are completely in bad faith, right? Like, it's just... it's what sounds like it makes sense, what sounds good, and so they'll use that. But then if enough of us make that point that you're making right now, like, okay, we already separate felons, then they'll go, oh, okay, yeah, and they'll just stop using that point, but they'll still oppose it just as hard as they did before. Right? So their reasons for opposing something, in other words, are never actually honest. They never want to explain that the real reason they oppose deportation is because they don't think anybody should be deported ever. And they think that illegal aliens, this is all the media, by the way, they think that illegal aliens actually belong in this country. In fact, they're more American than you and I, Rich.
100%, Bill. They built this country. And before I let you go, just want to ask you, I know you have a girlfriend and you guys are quite happy together. But, you know, if it didn't work out, would you go with Bill Ackman's advice to young men in particular who find it difficult to meet young women? Of course, now this has gone viral. He posted on X that he would just simply ask the question, may I meet you? And that's it. And for that, it's got 30.2 million views of mostly people making fun of Bill Ackman for saying, "May I meet you?" And I just feel like it's deserving of all the mockery that's been out there. I don't know. What about you?
Are we saying just like cold calling girl, like messaging girls just like on social media and saying, "Hi, can I meet you?"
Well, he's saying may, not can, you know, which is different. Yeah. And probably the grammatically correct way. I'll read. He says, "I hear from young men. They find it difficult to meet young women in a public setting. In other words, the online culture has destroyed the ability to spontaneously meet strangers. As such, I thought I would share a few words that I used in my youth to meet someone that I found compelling. I would ask, 'May I meet you?' before engaging further in a conversation. I almost never got a no. It inevitably ended the opportunity for a further conversation. I met a lot of really interesting people this way. I think the combination of proper grammar and politeness was the key to its effectiveness. You might give it a try." And that's where I say to you, Bill, may I meet you, not can I meet you, is the reason why it works, because you are nailing it on the grammar.
I guess that's what guys are doing wrong, is too many of them are asking, "Can I meet you?" No, that's the worst advice I've ever heard in my life. And I think that if I'd used that on my current girlfriend, we probably wouldn't be dating.
So,
although I'll check with her. I'll check with her and let you know next week or next time we talk.
So our buddy Paula Scanlon posted a few hours ago. She said the Bill Ackman effect is real. Paul, of course, a very young, attractive woman in her mid-20s. She said all these people who've been sending her messages that just simply say, "May I meet you?" And she said the Bill Ackman effect is real. So, you know, it's, I mean, good on him for starting a trend. What can I say?
They're trolling Bill Ackman by sliding into other women's DMs, like just completely unrelated women's DMs. That's what these people are doing.
We've reached some sort of weird cultural shift where it's all wrapped around back into itself or something. I don't. It may be finally the death of the internet. We've been predicting this for a long time. Maybe we're here. But in the meantime, while the internet is still there, follow Bill on X at Bill_Band_Bill. Follow the Media Research Center and newsbusters.org. Thanks, buddy. This was fun.
Thanks a lot, man. Good to see you.
Good to see you.
It's the 5 o'clock happy hour on the Rick Cioli Show. Brought to you by the Oceanfront Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. A premier full-service resort and conference center. GrandHotelCapeMay.com.
I actually responded to Paula a couple hours ago, and I said, I hope you got some bling because you're going to need it, because we were both supposed to go to a jewelry party that was hosted by her aunt yesterday, but we couldn't go because of Patrick Soccer. And so that was the reference to that, if you're wondering what that was. We had talked about that last time Paula was with us in Cape May, I believe. So anyway, as we continue along the show here today, you know, I'm always a big fan of exceptional health care. I believe it is really important, especially when you get bad health care. Wakes you up to the fact that there are good doctors out there and there are bad ones, and there are good dentists and there are bad ones, and Dr. Mike is the best of the best. How do I know? Because he's my family dentist, and because other doctors send their patients to Dr. Mike Veneria. 12 years in a row, they send their patients to Dr. Mike for the really complex stuff, dental implants, The stuff that, you know, you got to make sure you're going to the best. You do not want to be in a situation where you're going to some pop-up chain dental office or even the closest dentist who's not the best at what he does. And if a dentist and other dentists is putting their reputation on the line, sending their patients to Dr. Mike, you know he's the best of the best, because they're not going to do that otherwise. Now, he has two locations for you, Cinnaminson and Woodbury. He gave my wife a beautiful smile upgrade last year when her veneers needed to be replaced, and he gave her beautiful caps, and her smile has never looked more beautiful. And yes, the entire Zioli family goes to him. Cosmetic dentistry, pediatric dentistry, general dentistry, and of course, the complex, masterful dentistry, including dental implants, which are, you really got to make sure you go to somebody who knows what they're doing. And Dr. Mike excels. The other dentists call him the expert. I argue he has no peers. He's just that good. So reach out to his office today. You might have benefits that are expiring at the end of the year. And Dr. Mike's office can help you figure that out. So just give them a call at 856-786-2020 or go to veneriadental.com. They'll walk you through the process. Find out. You don't want to leave money on the table. So do that now. VanariaDental.com. VanariaDental. My buddy, my dentist, and the undisputed master of dental implants, Dr. Mike Veneria.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer.
When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Thank you. I don't understand this new X encrypted chat feature that they just put up. I don't get this really, but I couldn't get into my DMs until I had to put in a passcode. Bizarre. Anyway, welcome back to the show. Glad you're here. Justin, thank God Ron wasn't on a ladder yesterday in that windstorm. Could you imagine that poor guy?
Oh, God. The amount of
I'm just saying.
The amount of times that he seemingly is on a ladder during our show. It would have been chaos.
It would have been chaos for him. I'm just pointing that out. You know, there's no way he could have survived that wind yesterday. No one could have, but certainly not Ron.
Not in.
Guy can't even do a freaking phone call on a ladder when it's not windy. You know what I mean? I'm just saying. What do you think? If it doesn't work out with your fake girlfriend, do you think you'd go up to her and say to a girl and say, "May I meet you?" Would you do it?
Not on my life, not on any of my that is the worst strategy I think I've ever heard. And I've heard some pretty bad ones, but it's like weirdly formal. It seems like something you'd see in like the 50s. It seems like at a 1950s formal, just some guy walking up, may I meet you? Like it seems antiquated for all the wrong reasons.
Matt DeSantis, is that how you got your fake girlfriend? Did you ask her that?
That's not how I did it, no. And
no?
Honestly, if I had a net worth of $9 billion like Bill Ackman, I'm pretty sure I could say just about anything. And the response more often than not would be, sure, let's go get dinner.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I think, may I meet you? I'm worth $9 billion. Yes. That'd probably be how that would probably work out.
I'd start every conversation with, oh, by the way, my net worth is $9 billion.
Yeah. May I meet you? Yes, you may. Yes, you may. Even though I'm a married man, I'd still meet you. Okay? Even though I'm a married heterosexual man, I'd still meet you. Yes.
Yeah, may I meet you? No. I'm worth $9 billion. Yes.
Where? What time and where? Or just yeah. How's 10:30 at... unbelievable. That was funny. And also, so Friday night, I had the van come to the house, you know, and I was talking about socialism, and I was pretty hard on the fact that the socialists are lunatics. I thought maybe I went a little far, but Bill Maher really went far after them on his real-time show on HBO Friday night, so that was good. And by the way, the video clips from that are posted on Instagram and X and Facebook and YouTube and TikTok, all at Rich Zeoli Show. So take a look if you would. I'd appreciate it. And leave a nice comment. Or don't. But I'd prefer it if you left a nice comment. That would be nice. Anyway, here's Bill Maher talking about socialism and how Ma'am Donnie is the party's future. Cut 17.
Finally, New World Democrats must recognize that Zohran Mamdani is the future of the party. Unfortunately, it's the Republican Party. Get it? And if you missed his victory speech in last week's mayoral election in New York, don't worry. You'll see it in every attack ad for the next 2 years. Now, Mamdani seems like a nice guy, and I congratulate him on an extraordinary political achievement. But before the whole left side of the country catches socialism fever, let's listen to the other big winner in last Tuesday's election, Virginia Governor-elect Abigail Spanberger, who before the 24 election said things like, if the party didn't shift to the center, we will get torn apart. And we need to never use the word socialist or socialism ever again. Well, she was right, but they didn't listen. Typical, am I right, ladies?
He then went on to go on and say that socialism has never worked anywhere it's ever been tried, and the only thing it does work is capitalism, which is basically what I was saying as well, on the same point. But Mamdani is all the rage, and, you know, he's this is where the Democrat Party is now. They are going down Kooky Road. They are going down Kooky Road. And they're here now, and this is the problem for them. The other problem that they have right now is they have this Trump derangement syndrome, and this psychotherapist, Jonathan Alpert, he was on Fox News with Harris Faulkner, and talking about the fact that 75% of the patients he sees have a deep hatred for Trump, and they're hyper-fixated on him. Now, we're not hyper-fixated on Mamdani. I actually think that for the Democrat Party, this is just fantastic for them. I think they own this now. The country is about to see them as the lunatics they are. There are a lot of people buying into the false hope of this because of the affordability issue, but what they don't know, because they haven't been taught this, is that socialism only makes things even more unaffordable, not more affordable, which is another point that Bill Maher was making in his monologue Friday night on Real Time. Here's psychologist Jonathan Alpert talking about the Trump derangement syndrome, which is very, very real. Cut 12.
First of all, identify it for us. You're in a session and you pick up on what?
Well, Harris, it doesn't take long for me to pick up on this. People are obsessed with Trump. They're fixated. They're hyper fixated on Trump. And they talk about some of the features of this disorder. They can't sleep. They feel traumatized by Mr. Trump. They feel restless. I had one patient who said she couldn't enjoy a vacation because anytime she saw Trump in the news or on her device, she felt triggered. So this is a profound pathology, and I would even go so far as to call it the defining pathology of our time.
These people come to you for the things that you
describe. By the way, hang on a second. We have video of some of these people, but in leotards. So the first thing I thought of when I saw this video is I want to go up to these women and say, may I meet you? However, I'm a married man, so I can't do that. But maybe, guys, maybe Justin and Matt, since you both have fake girlfriends, maybe you'd like to meet one of them. What do you think? Crazy Lib in a leotard?
I'm out. Justin, the sweating out the fascist crew is all yours.
No.
Did you come up with that, sweating out the fascists?
No, I'm not that clever. That's their actual name. They call themselves, sweating out the fascists.
That's because that was the Richard Simmons workout. Sweating to the oldies back in the day, which I used to work out to that when I was a kid in high school. Sweating to the oldies.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I was fat and I had to lose weight for a school play. I know. I should have. That was probably inside voice, but can't put that toothpaste back in the jar once that's out. You know what I'm saying? That's all over the counter now. There's no cleaning. That's it. In fact, you got to remodel the whole bathroom after that. You can't. Not only can you not put the toothpaste back in, you just call Emmons and just could do a complete remodel. That's how bad that was.
Newman is preparing the AI video.
Oh, I hope so.
I need a dump button in my home studio so I can just be like, well, not going to let that go. No, it's true. I did the play South Pacific, and I had to wear a coconut bra, like in the movie, and dance in a grass skirt. And I was a fat kid, so I had to lose weight. So I did Slim Fast and Richard Simmons Sweating to the Oldies, and it worked like a charm. But, you know, we didn't have sweating out the fascists back then, or I would have tried that. Whatever it takes. Well, I'm really setting myself up for an AI masterpiece by Newman Price here, aren't I? Oh, man.
Oh, I can't wait.
I can only imagine the gift that keeps on giving. Well, here's the retro resistance. This is protesters in neon leotards, holding an 80s-themed aerobics class outside an ICE detention center in Portland, sweating out the fascists. Cut 13. Look at these hotties, huh? Look at that.
6, 7, now through the break line. Good job. Stay here, quick up. Now you do a routine, you choreograph.
Oh, what is it? Here we have there.
So one in purple's out of step with everybody now.
Yeah, some of them have pom-poms, some of them don't. And there's dudes there, too. That's the thing. They weren't just women in leotards. There were guys there, too, which is an automatic you lose your man card strike. I'm sorry, but there's no coming around that. Not that a lot of these guys are alphas. I mean, none of them are alphas. Let's face it. That was a beta male fest right there. It's like I can understand if a guy was sneaking in to sweat in the fascists because he thought maybe I'd meet a hot, crazy lib in a leotard. But these guys they're in for the cause and probably would not say to any of these women, may I meet you? In fact, they probably have never kissed a girl in their entire life. Again, I'm just throwing that out there for the record. So, did you see the furry at the end? Yeah, can you actually rewind it to the furry part? I want to highlight that for just a second, if you could, please, Justin. See? There it is, right there. Now, pause it. Here, go back and pause it. Let's keep that on the screen. I'm going to try to describe this for everybody listening at home. So, this individual is wearing ripped jeans, a pink sweater, and then has on a furry pink and green. It kind of looks like the Grinch mask, but also a dog, but also like a Chihuahua poodle mix hybrid cat thing, and then has furry mitts. Is that a good description, Matt DeSantis, from your vantage point?
That is fair. And also, all of the movements of the furry are off, so I suspect that the furry is not able to see what's going on around it. It's doing its best, but it's failing miserably.
Yeah, you're right, Justin. I think the eyes in the furry's mask might not be properly cut, like those cheap Halloween masks Mama Zioli would buy for me when I was a kid. And you can't really see out of them, you know.
They're trying their best. It's trying its best. Whatever weird pronoun it wants to go by.
Yeah, I think it goes by dog cat. I think so. Or dog cat Grinch. I think. It's like if the Grinch had mated with a dog and had a cat as a child, and then that's what this thing would be, I think. Oof. Man. That is not a good. Then there's a dude who's dancing. He's got a kind of a rainbow cape on. And then behind him, is that a man or a woman in the pink skimpy shorts with the pink tight shirt. Is that a man or a woman?
I think it's a very tall woman.
A very tall, thin woman. Could be. Could be Olive Oil, or it could be a guy identifying as Olive Oil. It's, again, hard to say. So, oof. Sorry, you can't unsee that. There's no way around it. You can't unsee that. The LGBTQ plus IA, every letter of the alphabet / numerical symbol, Grinch is what that is.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Now, Matt, you're an astute student of political history. I want to ask you a question. The clip that we have of Sonny Hostin on The View explaining why it is that Kamala Harris lost the election. I want to play that for everybody and then get – I just want to see if we can also understand what she's implying here by this. Cut 19.
People, that's great. I think that's very aspirational, and that's wonderful. But, you know, because of my lived experience as an Afro-Latina, I'm able to look at this world with a different prism, and I'm able to tell this country and tell this audience and tell my fellow co-hosts some uncomfortable truths. This is a country based on racism and slavery and founded in it. There is systemic racism
and misogyny,
and there are people that I've never met anyone that raises their hand and says, I am racist. However, there are people that seem to be able to look the other way when it comes to racism. So you have a president who traffics in misogyny, who traffics in xenophobia, who traffics in sexism.
And won. And he won.
And won against a black woman. So don't tell me that this country is ready for a black woman. Don't tell me this country is ready for
let's
a
face
woman.
It. Hillary
okay,
Clinton
now I got to. So, Matt, so the question I have is, did Kamala Harris win the 2020 presidential primary against Joe Biden?
Oh, no, there really wasn't much of a primary. I mean, she was the nominee.
No, in 2020, I mean.
Oh, 2020. Oh, sorry, 2024. No, 2020, she did not. She lost.
Okay, so using that logic, though I hate to use the term logic with anything Sunny Hostin says, doesn't that mean the Democrat Party is also racist and sexist since the white guy beat the black woman in the presidential primary election?
It's a solid argument, yes.
That's all. I was just wondering that. I just had that question. Because, again, I'm not a student of history. I don't know. Maybe she was the nominee in 2020. I don't pay attention to politics. I'm not sure. I just wasn't. That's why I wanted to clarify that. So thank you for clarifying.
Yeah, she had to drop out before she even made it to California, which was her home state.
I'm still nauseous over that furry. I wish I hadn't seen that. Man, I wish I hadn't seen that. That is just, oof, God. Oof. I'm sorry, but it's too close to dinner time for that kind of crap. You're going to have to give me a better warning for that. That is the big story of the hour, brought to you by Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com. Go see it today. Go see him today for your perfect smile after you throw up and need new teeth. VeneriaDental.com, two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. Yeah, Kamala didn't even make it to the primaries, let alone beating Joe Biden. So, you know, just for the record. All right, we got a big fourth and final hour straight ahead. We'll get into... if you're just joining us, some of the Epstein stuff, some of the Thomas Crook stuff. I'll get further into what Miranda Devine wrote since we got Susan Crabtree's perspective. I'll give you Miranda Devine's perspective as well. So a big fourth and final hour straight ahead. Don't go away.
The Rich Scioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.